Tuesday afternoon. Let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, another not as hot as it was last week.
Yeah, I know. I know. Did you look into those fans that I sent you?
Yes, I actually did. I didn't know they made them like that.
Yes, you can. We should tell our listeners that there are fans out there that run off of, basically you plug them into a USB port. So you could run it off of a portable battery if you wanted to, you know?
Yeah.
A backup battery, your laptop, anything you can plug a USB into. And so
you can have a little fan blowing on you while you work on your computer, right?
Yeah, and the fans really put out a lot.
Yep.
I mean, they really do. We've got a couple here and stuff. It's just amazing how they work. So I hope that you get one.
I will get one.
And it may make your life that much better. Yep. I don't know.
Always want to make your life better, so.
Sure.
All right. Well, tell us what's happening on this summer day at the Appleton Public Library this week.
Well, this week we have another in-person program, and we are talking about dragons. In fact, we are making dragon eyes. We are doing all sorts of cool things with dragons. And so that is Wednesday at 1:30. You can call and register, or you can just show up. It's kind of optional, but it is an in-person program called The Magic of Dragons. And you should see, we're even making dragon eggs that are so incredibly beautiful that I would have them in a bowl in my house. That's how beautiful they are.
Wow.
Yeah, they are really cool. I think the kids will have a huge sense of accomplishment once they make these things. But Georgia is so good at all that stuff. So it's super fun and super exciting. Each week on Wednesdays, we either will have an in-person program or something that you will pick up here and take home. And all sorts of fun stuff for the kids that go along with, of course, our summer reading program, because you need to be registered with our program in order to participate in these activities that we're having for, every Wednesday afternoon for the next couple of months. And, you know, keep in mind, we are also doing this for teens, and so teens are invited to these events as well, as long as they're registered for the summer reading program too. Keep in mind that Steve Starrood is still coming to the Appleton Library, and he is here two times a month. In fact, he'll be here again on Wednesday, the 23rd of June, from 1 to 3 p.m. You can call us and make an arrangement and a time to spend time with him, or you can just show up if that works better for you. Keep in mind that we also have Wi-Fi hotspots that are for checkout. Right now, we do, we only have a limited number of them, but if you're interested, stop on down and check that out. Another thing is we've got our book club that's meeting on the 28th, which is Monday, June 28th at 5 p.m. And the book is This Close to OK by Lisa Cross Smith, and we do have copies of it here, and we can order copies of it for you as well if you're interested in joining us. So just a couple of things that we have going on here at the Appleton Library this month.
All right. Well, let's move into what are people reading, or what's popular out there right now, Cindy?
Well, there are a few new books out, and I saw Ellen Hildebrand. Hildebrand is out promoting her book and doing book talks and visiting libraries and as well as bookstores. And she's got a new book out called Golden Girl. It's a Nantucket novelist gets one final summer to watch what happened from the great beyond. It's been a super popular book, and like I said, she's out on the circuit talking about it. Also is Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid. It's four famous siblings throw an epic party to celebrate the end of summer. But over the course of 24 hours, their lives will be changed forever.
Mm.
Yeah, so a couple of really interesting books to consider, and these are all fiction. Another a couple of nonfiction is How the Word is Passed by Clint Smith. It's a staff writer at the Atlantic explores the legacy of slavery and its imprint on centuries of American history. After the Fall by Ben Rhodes is a former White House aide who, close confidant to President Barack Obama, traveled the globe to discover just how much America's fingerprints are on the world we shaped. Somebody's Daughter by Ashley C. Ford is a memoir about growing up a poor black girl in Indiana with a family fragmented by incarceration. So lots of really interesting things. We always have something new and exciting. And if you're looking for some ideas, we've put together a bunch of suggestions. We love to make suggestions and things for people who love to read. And keep in mind, if you're not a reader, maybe you like to listen to books. You can listen to them on CDs in your car, or you can do downloadables where you download it to an app on your phone, and you can listen to it that way, whether you're out on a walk or whatever you're doing. It's always fun to always be learning something new and exciting that's going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
So let us help you with that.
Yeah. All right, Cindy. Well, I tell you what, I got to ask you a question. You were talking about the books there and stuff. Do you prefer to read a fiction book or a biography or a true story book?
I don't know. You know, I tend to read mostly fiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, books that are not true. But I do really like to sink my teeth into true stories as well.
Yep.
So I kind of like a mix of both.
Yep.
You know, but that's why I do what I do, because I read a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if I'm really a good example, because that's just what I have to do. And I think it's so personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody likes something different.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why here at the public library, we offer just such a wide variety. And we're so fortunate that if there are things that we don't have here at the library, we can borrow it from many libraries throughout the state of Minnesota and beyond. I mean, I've ordered stuff from all over the United States. Including the Library of Congress,
mm-hmm.
Florida. I think I've had things from Washington State. Yeah. Yeah, we've just, you know, we're just fortunate like that in this lovely library world that we can get stuff from almost everywhere.
Right. Okay, well, mm-hmm. I've always wondered at what you prefer, so.
Mm-hmm. Sure, how about you, Paul?
I like true stories. Oh, yeah, I love to read true stories or a biography of someone. I can really get into them, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's interesting to learn different things about different people. When we have our book club, I always like to research the authors to kind of see what makes them tick, why they write the way they do, you know, what they've done in their lives to get them to this point. And I find that always fascinating. But, you know, not everybody feels that way.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So
okay, sure. Real good, Cindy. So thank you, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Oh, sure. Before we go, can
yep.
I share our hours again?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, keep in mind, everyone, that we are open Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays 10 to 7, and Saturdays 10 to 2. And, you know, you can always pop in. We are open 100%. We still are trying to wipe things down, keep things safe, of course. But yeah, we're kind of trying to get into a new normal.
Okay. All right.
So thank you.
Yep, you bet, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds great.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.